how this is gonna go.
I don't know either. Like, it's just, they don't, has, doesn't have to be super structured. Anyway, have you ever wondered where a group or artist went after a few times? You know, you're listening to an album or a single and you're just kind of like, man, I love this artist. I wonder if they're okay, where they're at, what's going on. It's been a minute. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about in this new segment called Then and Now. Well, not Then and Now.
No.
Where are they now? Other.
Where are they now?
Yeah, because where are they? Don't think too deep about it. We're just going to kind of reminisce of what they've done, what they've been doing, and where the new content is the point of this. You know, because sometimes you do forget about an artist until
they're gone.
They're gone, or like you stumble upon a single on your shuffle and you're like, dang, that was a really great album. And who are we talking about today? I think it's only right to start with Dean.
Because he is the biggest mystery of where are they? Where, not just where are they now, but literally, like, where is
where
he?
Where is he?
Where is he?
I think he's the main reason why we started this.
Do we need to issue a missing person alert?
Please, can someone just tell us? just tell us if he's okay. So, I'm not really sure how to go about this type of thing other than, look at his discography, guys. I know we're all still thirsty. I mean, we're actually like dehydrated at this point with Dean's content, if I'm being honest. Like, the last album was in 2016. No. Well, he put singles out after that. These don't count. I don't think they count. Now I'm like really thinking. I guess like technically the last thing he put out was with Rad Museum. In Lehigh, like that was the most current thing I've heard. But in terms of album, we're still vibing out to mood, you know, because that's all there is. There's just one album.
Yep.
And after that, he just kind of like disappeared.
Disappeared. I was telling Lacey before we started the episode that I do know he was either seen in like May or June at a music festival. And a fan took a photo with him and basically was like, he hasn't disappeared, but then he disappeared again. Like,
was that the festival that he was supposed to perform at?
I do not know. I think he was seen. Was it a music festival? I think he was seen with Rad Museum, though, is the thing. I don't know if he was supposed to perform there or not, or if it was even a festival. It was just kind of like, it showed up.
That was it, because from what I looked up, people were saying that he was supposed to perform at the Rad Museum concert, whatever that was, and he never did, and it made a lot of people upset.
Oh.
Because they were like, what the heck? I wanted to see Dean.
Yeah. Huh, interesting.
And people were talking about, like, what triggered the disappearance. And I hate bringing up embarrassing moments, but people always bring up that live stream he did when he fell down those stairs. Do you remember that happening?
Yeah.
They're like, that's where it started. He fell down the stairs. That's where it started. Never came back.
He fell down the stairs into another dimension, apparently.
I guess. Like,
through a wormhole.
To be honest, if I did that on live, it was that bad. I want to come back either.
Sorry, I can't be a celebrity anymore. I'm not cut out for this.
Too embarrassing. How am I supposed to bounce back from that?
Oof.
But I don't know. Like,
I do know people were really worried about him, like genuinely though, because the last update he gave about his music was in 2019, and he mm-hmm. kind of was like, we're working on it, my team and I, but we keep like working on it and then like starting over, so getting rid of everything and just starting over with a clean slate and then doing it again. And so he basically was just like, be patient. But then that was like the last music update on Instagram, and mm-hmm. then he deleted his Instagram, or like just disappeared from Instagram. And so people were really like, did something happen? Like, is he okay? And then I know during that moment of disappearance, there was word that he might do his military service. So I don't even know if that
was even accurate.
It was accurate. I don't even know if he's done his military service. Maybe he's in the military right now. None of us know.
Well, you bring up him talking about working on his music, and that's basically one of the quote unquote theories people were talking about, was the fact that Mood was such a huge album and popular album to the point where people were theorizing like the pressure of releasing something at that same level. Mm-hmm. Not only like the pressure of that, but someone else brought up the fact that maybe the fame was like too much.
Yeah. He was always a very like introverted person, like very mm-hmm. introverted, just kind of kept to himself. So I wonder if he really just wanted to make music, but not really be in the spotlight.
The celebrity.
Yeah, be the celebrity part of it, be in the spotlight like that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that makes sense. I think those two theories make a lot of sense when, I mean, I'm very introverted. And then to go from, I'm just making music to make music, to becoming so big that you gotta do celebrity stuff. Like, what if you're just not feeling it like that?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh man, I really gotta top this album. And I feel like everything I'm producing is not not up there.
With the first one that you dropped.
Or like the way you feel, like maybe you feel that way and it's like, that's just not the case. What's it called? Like self-sabotaging yourself?
Yeah.
And it just kind of prolonged it, and before you knew it, a lot of years went by, and it's just kind of like, I feel like at this point you just release a single or whatever you want to do at this point.
Well, that's probably why he's featuring, because like the last feature with Rad Museum was a year ago now, with Rad Museum mm-hmm. in Lehigh, so it's probably safer maybe for him to feature on music instead, because he still gets a portion of the artistic like development of what he's working on for that feature, but he doesn't have to be the one that's in the spotlight.
That's true.
And committed to
like
performing
his like own song.
yeah
his own song by himself. And that sucks. Like, if that's the case, that sucks. I don't want you to feel that way.
Well, it'd be nice to, like, I don't know. I know he was always very, like I said, introverted, kind of kept to himself. And I get keeping up, like, that appearance. But, like, there comes a point where the whole mystery aspect just doesn't work. Like, people are genuinely worried about his well-being.
Yeah, I think that's where it's at now, still.
And so I feel like just dropping an announcement, if he's with like a company still, just like releasing an announcement saying like, hey, I'm taking a step back from music, hey, I'm taking a break from music, hey, I'm still working on music, like something, just so people know that he is okay.
Man, we'll see. The last thing he was featured, no, it wasn't Rad that was the last feature. The most, I don't know this person, Wesley Joseph, Sugar Drive.
Oh,
and Dean was.
Oh, I heard
on
about
that.
I didn't listen. I don't.
I didn't listen either. But that was in February of this year. So yeah, he's still, you know, featuring with other artists. I still, when he did that feature with Sid, I was like, oh my god, you guys have to make an album together. This is
yes,
the great song. Y'all both have voices that are the same vibe. And then him and Lehigh, I thought was a really good.
Lehigh, yes.
As well.
He has such a nice voice, and Lehigh has such a nice voice, and those two together are just
powerful.
That's a perfect mix. Yes, that's a perfect mix.
And I tried, like, I don't know, you never know, because what if he's ghostwriting? or like ghost producing.
The problem with that though is like if he's doing it for, well, because like K-pop artists, for example, I don't know so much about R&B, but K-pop artists always release like their track lists prior to their comeback. So if he's ghostwriting anywhere, ghost producing, and people were able to figure out it's him, or if he's not using like any sort of different name, I think people would notice on the track list, because on the track list it's like composed by, lyrics by.
So I feel like people, what if it's like smaller artists?
I think K-pop fans would still figure it out, because they figured it out for members like I forget who's producing from Dalmatian, but they've done it with other other groups. And it's like they have different names that they're using. And I'm like, how do you know that this
How do you know that? How do you figure that out? I'm just not. I don't have the IQ for that. To be honest,
the IQ
obviously. This is obviously this artist. And it's a different name. And they're actually from this group. And they've actually done all this. But I mean, that's valid, because I feel. But that's hard, because who's to say that the sound that he made on Mood is still the same thing that he's doing now?
Yeah.
What if it's drastically changed and we're just, I don't know, guys. I mean, they would have figured it out. I feel like someone would have figured it out with how many people care about Dean.
I think it would have, he would have been found.
Someone would have said something. Something.
I'm like looking through Google stuff too, and everybody is just as confused as us.
I will say though, to your point, I agree. Because even with the features he's on, it's still definitely his vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just played a snippet from Wesley Joseph.
Yeah.
This is something Dean would for sure be on.
Do. That's why I'm wondering, maybe he like... Maybe he just doesn't want the celebrity aspect of it. Like,
to put it on SoundCloud. I'm just being needy. You don't have to do that.
Being needy.
Obviously. And I get it. But you could at least tell us you're good. Have a friend tell us. You don't have to make a new Instagram account.
That was another thing that I saw, was somebody had made comments that Crush and Zico couldn't get in touch with him. Like this, like he. I don't know if it's true, because I think it was on, like a forum, and people were like talking about it. So I don't know if they like if Zico or Crush actually confirmed that they couldn't get in touch with them, or if this was just like a, we think this is what's happening. But I like read that they couldn't get in touch with them, and I was just like, dang,
he's tapped out.
He wanted to, he went off the grid.
Yeah.
Totally.
Literally. But I don't know, maybe I would have a heart attack if I had celebrities like that trying to reach out to me, whether they're trying to check in or not. I'm scared.
But it's funny, because Crush and Zico are... same personality types. Like, they're all very quiet and introverted.
I don't know. Like, Zico obviously has a business mindset.
But they're friends. They were friends before they were business partners.
I don't know, man. We just want to know where you're at. It's funny because we literally cannot know. We don't even know, like, where you are. Like, physically. Anyone else I could look up and be like, oh, I guess they're like settling down in New York. We can't even figure out where you're at.
Yeah,
I'm about to become a stalker. I'm about to go to Leslie's Instagram to see if he posted a picture with this is insane. I can't believe I'm about to do this. That was some time ago. This guy is cool. Dean would hang out with this guy. Where are you? Are you working at like Starbucks now? That's cool.
Working at the Starbucks.
What exactly are you doing? How much money do you get from this one album? I know it has to be a lot. Do you have a favorite song by Dean, whether it's from his album or a feature?
Are you asking the listeners, or are you asking?
I'm asking you. I mean, the listeners can obviously answer. But
I love Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh yeah, that is a good one.
That one is my favorite. And I would say close after 21. And then, of course, Veni Vidi Vici with...
That one is good. I remember when I first listened to it and I was like, I don't know, guys. Like, it's kind of
No, it hits.
No, not when I listened to it. I mean, that was when it first came out. That was some time ago. But yeah. Now I'm just like, dang, like, y'all really went in.
They did. They did.
Like, y'all all went in. My favorite, such a hard choice. I really love Half Moon or D.
Oh, Half Moon is good. D. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, it wasn't Veni Vidi Vici. It was Bermuda Triangle. Oh, why did I said that light just hit me after I said that. Sorry.
The trio.
Yes.
The trio.
D no, Half I love Moon it is really in good.
And D Half Moon are like, man.
D Half Moon is really good.
Real that good.
One, that one is
good. That's got Gecko on there. Like, whatever, man. All that talent. Every song was a hit. You make an album and like every song is really good. Talent, man. When it comes to features, I already said it. It's Love with Sid. It's so good.
And that's the thing. Like, that's why I really just wonder. Maybe he just wants to feature and that's it. Because those songs still fit his aesthetic as Dean, the prince of R&B in Asia.
I would even argue, like, there's, you know, when you hear a feature and you're like, obviously, this is a feature. Like, it's a feature.
Yeah.
But I feel like whenever Dean is featured on a song, it's like his song, too. Does that make sense? He's not featuring on it. He's like...
It definitely makes sense. And that's what I meant by that he gets still some of like the artistic handling of the feature. Like maybe he's satisfied with just doing
that. I guess I'll be satisfied too. You just got to do it a little bit more.
A little bit more. Yeah. Please feature a little bit more for us.
Per year.
No. Like, per year. Like maybe like 3 features a year.
Like so just 4 max.
Four
max is all we're asking for. We'll put an album together ourselves.
Also, I just got to the Reddit that you were talking about.
And oh my God, you saw it?
I saw it. Legend says, every time someone mentions the stairs incident, his album gets postponed by 1 more year. Good luck waiting Man, for I any believe- kind of announcement.
I believe it. He gives, honestly.
Shout out to Background Nobody, though. That was a good. That was good.
They're like, this joke has definitely been funny for the last 4 years.
Literally. It's never going to die.
It's not. Ugh, that sucks. What was I about to say, though?
Stop mentioning the stairs incident. Oh.
Like, they brought up Frank Ocean, but I also think about Rihanna. I think he's like a Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, Frank Ocean makes more sense because you don't really hear a lot about Frank Ocean or even see him like that. So,
yeah, that's true.
And like, people are so begging for Rihanna to come out with a new album. She's not coming out with one. That last one was so amazing. And she's having like a whole bunch of babies. It's not happening.
She's having anymore.
Like, it's gonna be okay, y'all. We just gotta be thankful for.
We'll survive. We will survive. I guess not willingly. We won't survive willingly. Who wants to go on in this world without Dean?
Dean, we're just here to say that we still care about you. We're always gonna support you. And while we're begging for new content, obviously we'll be okay. We've been okay so far. We've had to deal with this so far, but we get it. We get it if that's how you feel.
Please just make an announcement, though, and tell us.
You could just say,
like, this is the direction that I'm going.
I'm not doing it anymore. Or, like, I'm just doing it occasionally now, and I'm head in this department, and it's pretty cool. So I'm just not into it anymore. That'd be cool. That'd be nice to hear a life update.
It would. I agree. Dean, come back, though.
Come back to us. I mean, that's pretty much it. There's not much else to say about Dean. Other than
do you have your own theories about where he disappeared to, though? Or about what happened to
him? I feel like he just came to America and he was like, it's pretty chill out here. And he just kind of stayed. And he's just doing his own thing. I think he'll produce music when people reach out to him. And it's like a sound that he's really into.
Yeah.
And I think that's very, I think it's rare. I think there's a certain sound he goes for. It's very apparent to me what that is.
There is. He has a style that he is like, that's his signature.
Mm-hmm. I do think that maybe he tries to produce his own songs. I'm really on the theory of the pressure is too much pressure. And he's just a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
Like those two together just
don't make a great mix
at all.
Like, especially for artistic endeavors, not just like with music, but as someone who writes, I can't tell you how many times I've written something and then left it sitting because real life got in the way and came back. And I was like, I don't like what I did with this anymore. And I will just start from a blank slate.
Yeah, I can imagine that's really hard, especially with the climate of the internet and mm-hmm. how fast things are.
And how fast things are changing. Mm-hmm. And then the last update he gave for music was 2019. And then COVID happened. So things really shifted then.
Yeah, that also probably screwed up a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. Both like, mentally and like work-wise, because of COVID, we saw such a shift in not just K-pop sphere, but worldly, but also like how Korean music was released and like how frequently and the intensity at which it is released and produced now. Like there was a lot of shifts with that, so that probably messed up.
Yeah. I just think it's too much pressure and he just doesn't want to do that. If he feels that much pressure, it'd be so cool to just get EPs.
Or just singles.
Random singles. Like maybe you don't even have to sing on them. Just let us hear what you've produced.
Yeah, the instrumentals.
Mm-hmm. I just want to hear like what you've been messing with over the years. Like I know you have them. Every producer just has a library of things they made and it's just there. You could just send it to me. I'll listen to it.
Put it on SoundCloud like we said.
Please. That would be so great. That's where I don't know. That's just
a lot
where
of good music is.
It is. Man. What? Do you have a theory?
Me? No. Mm-hmm. He disappeared off the face of the earth. And I saw that comment about Zico and Crush can't even get a hold of him. And I was like, we're really not hearing from him again. Okay, I got it. He really said goodbye.
I don't know, guys. Maybe he's an FBI agent now. If I would hire him. Because how do you disappear like that? Maybe he's an FBI agent. And he's just the perfect recruit. One of the perfect recruits. I just saw a TikTok about the perfect. This is a whole different topic. I'm not about to get into that, but he really did disappear.
He really did. And that's what I was like, okay, I guess this is it.
All right.
I guess this is it. This is the reality we have to live with now. So no, I don't have theories. He locked himself in the music making dungeon and he didn't make an emergency exit for himself, so he's just stuck there.
Maybe he's not even in the music dungeon. Maybe he's just went home. Just went home and that was let. It's like it's enough. Like we don't even whatever. Just nobody has any answers. So.
No, not for him. And that's the craziest thing. Like while we were talking, I was looking through articles to see if there was just like something to snatch onto and discuss. Like, oh, this theory. But it's literally this articles posted at different dates saying the same things over and over again. All the same information.
During different years. We can't even take like these articles as concrete fact.
Yeah.
As someone saying, Zico and Crush can't even.
But is that real?
Is that even yeah, accurate? Is that for real? How do you know that? You don't. You don't know. So I can't even read the article and be like, that's true.
Yeah,
he did
no.
say that. It's all theories at this point. Well, that's okay, I guess. I really like your song with Rad. Thought it was nice.
Yeah, the Rad Museum song was really good.
You still got the voice, man.
He does. If you're listening to this in whatever sphere you're in right now, you do still have the voice.
You have the voice, you have the vibe. You still got it, man. You still got it. You still got it. We're not even asking for you to do a tour.
Yeah, just really drop like a single.
You don't have to perform at all.
You don't have to even shoot a music video. Just give us the music.
Just take a picture of something, upload it as a thumbnail, and just attach the audio to it. That's it. Nothing fancy at all. Jeez. He like directed something.
Did he?
I don't know how long ago that was. I just had it open. It was literally like, the video was like under 2 minutes. I don't know, man. What if I run into him in South Korea on my trip?
Just on the street.
I'm not going to believe this.
A wild Dean has appeared.
He's not even, he can't even be a wild Dean. He can't even be like an Andre 3000 where he just pops up somewhere.
He's literally a legendary Pokemon.
Like, did we all hallucinate this man?
Was he a figment of our imagination? What are those called?
Ooh, what is that called?
Like the Bernstein Bear thing? Do you know what I'm talking about? What if that's Dean?
Like, the music actually doesn't exist. It's actually not Dean. It was Crush the entire time. Like, what is that called?
What is that?
Mandela Effect.
Is it? Yes, the Mandela Effect. Mm-hmm. It is. What if Dean and his music?
That's scary. That's actually really scary. If it like... We all collectively made up a man and a sound. It wasn't a guy from South Korea. It was just some guy that worked at Walmart. Like... Well, we'll stop wasting everybody's time. Where do y'all think he's at? I think he's in the U.S. I don't know about y'all.
What theories do we have?
I think he's in Cali, just living life. Regular life.
He feels more like an East Coast boy.
Like New York?
Yeah, around there. Maybe not New York, but like the other side of the states for me. What state do you guys think Dean would live in if he lived
in the United
States?
Georgia. That's why I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe not Georgia. Chicago?
Okay. I can see Chicago.
I can see Chicago for him, yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Let us know what your theories are, though. Where do you think Dean is? Do you miss his music?
What song elevates you?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what's your favorite song? Mm-hmm. Tell us all of the above.
Do you believe these theories? This is all we got.
We can live vicariously through you until we find out where Dean is at.
If you know where he is, if you know him personally, just let us know.
Just drop us a DM. We won't share it. Just like,
I'm not sharing it. I'm just,
tell us he's okay.
Just let us know. I don't have to. I'm not going to even tell anybody. Like, just me and Raina would be like, he is okay.
He is okay. All right. We can
thank
move
you.
On with our lives.
That's all we needed to know. Until next time, who do you think we're going to talk about next? It might be multiple groups or artists in one episode.
Yeah.
Or who do you think we should talk about?
I actually have an idea after doing this episode, but we'll save it as a surprise for the listeners.
Ooh, I love surprises. I'm excited
for you
guys.
It will be a surprise
for
me. It will be a surprise for you. We have to discuss it.
I'm excited right now.
In this moment. Thank you for listening. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and drop comments on what your theories for Dean are. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.